And we do have a message here indeed today on the listener line. We always put you listeners first. Birthday Bob. I called and wished him a happy birthday yesterday because he turned 66 years young. You wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think he's a day over 59. But, so he is a great brother in the Lord. Packer Bob, birthday Bob. Today is anniversary, Bob. He says, happy third anniversary, Lance and Angela Michaels, to a couple who have experienced God's redeeming love, mercy, and grace in their young marriage. Could you possibly find or play Your Words by Third Day for them? Oh, Bob's kind of slipping in a Third Day request. Third Day, Mac Powell, Third Day. He loves them. Thank you, Bob. I will look for it even now as we are talking right here by clicking the music tab and Your Words, right? Third Day is what you're after here on WWIB. See what we can track down as one of the great groups of all time. And I've got it. It is ready to go. Thank you. But we got to get other information unpacked here off of Facebook. First off, the birthday celebrants today. I saw Mark Helpsmeet, who's a local Quaker leader, and missed him last time we were there. And he was off at a state gathering, I guess. But he was having a birthday celebration that included, wood splitting, if you're interested in helping out with that on Sunday. Weren't able to make it, but happy birthday to Mark. Such a great brother in the Lord. Eric Adkins, Jay Fall, happy birthday to Jay today. Wow, I didn't realize. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Our birthdays kind of rub up against each other there, June 11th. We got Ruth Fagerland, Karen Diane, and most significantly to me is my daughter Elena, turning 2 decades old today. So happy birthday to her. She is, it's just sort of an unusual experience to know a person since their birth to have actually been at their birth. Such is the case for me with my 4 kids. And we have 5, obviously, but 4 that I was at the birth for. And so happy birthday to Elena. She is awesome. She is so kind and sweet and fun and lovable and so much more than that. And so proud of her and the work she's doing at the Center for Christian Counseling. So have an awesome day, and want to try to celebrate you.
The stories that people would tell, like, everybody knew him, and he was constantly serving others.
Uh-huh.
And although, like, I knew it on some level, and I know that we're all special to Jerome, but I always grew up feeling like my family, that we were special to him. And then I come to find out, like, that's who he is.
I know.
Everyone is special to him, and yeah, he is just constantly loving and serving other people. So my oldest is actually named after him because we were just so overwhelmed.
All right, so Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show, and we're going to go with an old familiar game, but change the rules a bit.
Yeah, so we're playing WIB Erdle, and we've got a great prize again. We're going to stay with the June Dairy Month theme, so how about that same June Dairy Month prize that so many of you have been trying to win, and more chances continue, but a free medium concrete mixer with 2 mix-ins from Culver's, plus a free value basket from Culver's, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. So we have that opportunity for you to win. And how will tell them about the changes for WIB Erdle? We're trying this out.
Yeah, in the past, you've guessed just a letter. And then we've let you know, the one or more times that letter is and where it's at. We're going to try a different. If you've ever played Wordle, Caleb and I have played and play. I played this morning. Already passed it on. Got it. And so you guess a word, and then it lets you know, if you got a letter in the right place or if you have another one that's somewhere in it. So we're going to let you do it working together as listeners. Because if you play Wordle, you get 6 tries. We're going to let you 6 tries. If you don't get it, we'll tell you the word and move on to next time.
All right. So it's a 5-letter word.
Yep.
And you call in at 715-723-2555 and guess a 5-letter word. So pick a 5-letter word. First person, 715-723-2555. Again, if you don't get it, you can call back. That's totally fine. But guess a 5-letter word and we'll tell you if any of the letters are correct. And how are we doing this? Because I didn't ask about that. Are we telling you if you get any of the letters, correct letters, but in the wrong position?
Yeah, we would do that.
Okay, 715-723-2555. So we need the first person to say, yeah, I'm game. I'll give this a shot. Culver's on the line and guess a 5-letter word. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Give us a call with a chance to win a free Culver's value basket and also a free Culver's medium concrete mixer. Mm-hmm. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Randall Martin from Sheldon.
All right. Good to hear from Sheldon. Go ahead, Randall. What do you think? What's a 5-letter word?
Cream.
Cream.
Cream. All right. So cream is not the word. So there's just a little buzz. But, Halvo, did he get us any closer?
Did he get us any closer? Did you know what, Randall? I'm sorry to say that none of those letters is in the word.
All right, so Randall, think about it. Call us back, everyone else. Welcome to call as well, 715-723-2555. So cream, C-R-E-A-M, none of those letters are in the word that we're looking for.
So you can X those off, right? A couple of vowels there, the A and the E, the C, the M, the R, they're not in it. So give us another five-letter word. You as the listeners get five more tries to get our Wibertle word today.
715-723-2555. Pick a five-letter word. And again, because Randall's helped everyone out, now you know that C-R-E-A-N-M are not in the word. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Wibertle with a little bit of a twist. Uh-huh. On a Win It Wednesday here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
What five-letter word might we come up with? Give us a try here. 723-2555. Again, there's got to be a vowel in there somewhere, but it's a big... Randall helped us because there's not an E and there's not an A.
Have been eliminated.
Yeah, right.
So, five-letter word at 715-723-2555.
Maybe we just carry it on to next time. I don't know.
We'll give you a shot to think about this. Think of your five-letter word, and we'll come back after 745 and give you another shot.
Wibertle, and we're changing the rules. And the only one to play earlier in the hour was Randall and Sheldon, who guessed the word cream. So we're throwing it out. We want calls at 723-2555. Guess a five-letter word. We'll let you know which letters you got right. And if any other letters are at least in the word, collectively, you listeners get six tries to try to win the Culver's goodies. We've got a free regular value basket and a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins.
So, the word cream, C-R-E-A-M, none of those letters are what we're looking for. So, that helps you out. Again, eliminating five of the 26 letters. No penalty for wrong guesses. We got to guess a five-letter word. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Ice Lake.
All right, Caroline, go ahead.
I am guessing the word blind.
Blind. B-L-I-N-D. Blind.
Correct.
Halvo?
All right, let me look here. And we can tell you that you have two of the letters, make it three of the letters that are in the word. But as I'm looking, then it becomes a position thing. And so I, N, and D are all in our word.
All right. So that's the wrong thing. I was going to say.
But you don't have any of them in the right position.
Yeah, the right position, but I, N, and D are all in there. So Caroline, call us back or someone else call at 715-723-2555. But three of the five letters in this word have now been identified, just not in the right position. But I, N, and D are all in this word.
Can the Wib listeners work together as a team to try to solve this in six tries? You're up to try number three. Who wins the Culver's goodies at 723-2555?
Good morning. You're on the air. The Wib Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Caroline again.
Caroline, you got back through. All right. So this is try number three of six total. And you know that I, N, and D are in this word, but you didn't have them in the correct place with the word blind. So what's your next five-letter word?
Kinds. K-I-N-D-S.
K-I-N-D-S. How'd she do this time?
All right. So now we told her that I, N, and D are in there, and she's going to go with kinds. And so the I is in the right position, the N is in the right position, and the D. You've got three of them in the right place. That is not the word, though.
All right. Well done. Well done, Caroline. So three more guesses left, but now we know that not only are I and D in there, but also it's the second, third, and fourth. So blank, I, N, D, blank. 715-723-2555. Now people are figuring this out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Donna, and I guess the word build.
Where are you calling from, Donna?
Holcomb.
Donna from Holcomb. All right, the word build, B-U-I-L-D. I didn't realize this was kind of impromptu spelling bee for us as well, too. So
It is going to be challenging. And so let me just, before we verify that that's your final answer, using another game show, let me say that, again, I is the second letter, N is the third letter, D is the fourth letter. We have clarified that. Do you still want to guess build, or do you want to guess a different word?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to call back.
Okay.
All right.
So we're not going to count that
one. Yeah, we'll call that a non-guess then. 715-723-2555. So
again,
it's blank, I-N-D, blank.
Yes.
All right.
Work with that. And again, you know, one of the things I hate about Wordle is when it comes just a guessing game, and maybe you want to go outside of the box. Maybe you still want to try to figure out those other letters, but right now you do have three of them in the correct position, and there's three more tries.
We are running out of time here, though, and we're talking about something really exciting with Metropolis in Action City at 8:15 this morning, so it'll be close to an hour before we come back with this if we don't have someone else guess it right now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Caroline again.
All right, Caroline's been working hard at this.
Yeah,
so, Caroline, go ahead.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Windy.
Is it windy? Huh. W-I-N-D-Y. Is it windy? Like it's a windy day out there, the windy city.
Like the announcer is kind of windy. Is that what it is? It is. You're the winner.
Well done.
Well, you deserved it. All the hard work. You're the good investigator there. Way to go. Do you play Wordle?
I love word games, and I've played some Wordle, so yeah. Okay.